Childersburg Tigers play right here. Welcome to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network and the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union pregame show. Sponsored in part by Alta Point, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Brown Heating and Cooling, State Farm Agent Ron Carroll, Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Ineos, Childersburg Parks and Recreation and the City of Childersburg, First Baptist Church of Childersburg, Alabama Termite, Atkinson Homes, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga, Donahue Physical Therapy, Edward Jones Agent Jesse Gong, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Another Level Cards, Omya, Marble City Pharmacy, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Greater Coosa Valley Chamber of Commerce, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, and Sylacauga Pediatrics.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. I'm David McCurley. KJ McCurley will be joining me courtside here in just a little bit as the Childersburg Lady Tigers get set to take on the Lee Scott Lady Warriors. These two teams have met one time early in this basketball season, and the Childersburg Lady Tigers were victorious by 9 points. Today, it is do or die. One of these two teams will continue their season. One will pack it up and play softball and other sports. So we'll get to see who does that and who travels on to Montgomery to the Alabama State court there at the Acadome on Wednesday of next week. And of course, if they are there, we will be there to cover them as well. We'll step aside and take a timeout, a Childersburg Parks and Recreation timeout in the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union tip-off show. This is the Domtar Tiger Sports Network on Kicks 100.3.
Are pests bothering you at home or work? Alabama Termite and Pest Control can help. Whether it's rodents, termites, bugs, or hornets, they'll handle it quickly and safely. Call 256-378-6903 for a free termite treatment estimate or stop by their office in Childersburg. Proudly serving Talladega, Coosa, and Southern Shelby counties. Don't let pests take over your space. Call Alabama Termite and Pest Control today and get your home back.
At Allen Brew Markets, we're proud to call this community home. Every day, we bring you great service, quality products, and the convenience you deserve. From morning coffee to late-night fill-ups, we're always here when you need us. Allen Brew Markets, your hometown convenience store, your hometown pride. And when it comes to serving our neighbors, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah, Allen Brew Markets.
Welcome back to Lee Scott High School. Dave McCurley, KJ McCurley in the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union tip-off show here on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. KJ, Atkinson Homes been with us all year. If you need a new home, buddy, they're the place to go get it. But they also have the keys to your home, but they also have the keys to our game. You know, runner-up in the area championship to midfield, now on the road at Lee Scott. These two teams have met once. The Tigers were victorious by 9. What do the Lady Tigers have to do tonight to come out and go to Alabama State next week?
Well, as you said, Atkinson Homes, it's a great weekend to go buy a new home. President's Day, taxes looming around the corner. Go get you one of those beautiful things.
Yep.
But on the basketball court, the Childersburg Tigers, man, isn't it a great night, Dad, to just let it fly? I'm going to say this. When the Tigers have shot well with D. Towns and with Kari Mallory, with even Paris Jones at times, Jada Anderson's looked good. Micaiah Mack has really been a menace defensively. When they shoot the ball to go along with what Malay Malaya Keith gives you. They're just unstoppable. If they get a full offensive effort and they match that defensively, which they usually do, especially with that press, should be a pretty good game to call, a fun game to watch, and I'm hoping the Childersburg Tigers can pull it out.
As we mentioned, the winner of this game will go on to the Acadome at Alabama State University next Wednesday. We'll have the game time for that as we go forward in the weekend. But right now, we'll take one last time out. That'll do it for the Coos Pines Federal Credit Union tip-off show. Next, it is tip-off here on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
From Radio Alabama Sports, Childersburg Tiger basketball is on the air. This is the Domtar Tiger Sports Network, presented by AltaPoint. Caring is our calling. Online at altapoint.org. Coosa Valley Medical Center. Quality care close to home. Online at cvhealth.net. Radio Alabama Sports. Game on. All your local high school sports action is at radioalabamasports.net. And RA Digital, your local digital advertising solution. Target your specific customer, employee, and audience while building brand awareness. It's easier than you think. Online at radigital.media. Now, here's the voice of the Tigers, David McCurley.
Thank you, and welcome back to Lee Scott High School on the campus here of Lee Scott Academy, home of the Warriors. KJ McCurley along with me as we get set for first quarter action here. And of course, you know, these two teams, as we mentioned, have played once already this season. Childersburg coming out with a 9-point victory. If they get another one today, they'll go on to Alabama State on Wednesday. I tell you what, also one other thing we need to do is we need to tell you that our first quarter is brought to you by Donahue Physical Therapy. Get back to the action faster with Donahue Physical Therapy. And of course, it's just been a very tough week and a half for Childersburg High School. The boys lost to Altamont in the most just absolute painful fashion.
We don't have to get deep into it.
That you could have. Yeah. And, of course, still, though, let me mention this, and I want to mention this while we're on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. KJ understands this, but I want to let our audience know. His alma mater, the Fayetteville Lady Wolves, their first area championship in some 20-something years, I think. They, tournament championship that is, they won on Monday night, advancing to the sub-regional tonight here in about an hour. They are going to be taking the court against A.L. Johnson from down in South Alabama. That'll be a good game. The winner of that game goes to Alabama State University on Tuesday early on in the morning. And then, of course, how about the Sylacauga Aggies? Third time they defeated the Clay Central Volunteers.
That's big time.
On Wednesday night, the boys, and of course, 27-2 now are the Tigers, or the Aggies. Their only losses is to Briarwood, who lost to Clay Central. They're done.
Yeah, that's a shocker for me.
And the other loss is to Lincoln in the county tournament.
Yeah.
So 27-2.
On a game winner. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, they're playing, you know, better than they were two or three weeks ago. So Coach Joel Jones have got the Aggies ready, primed to make another run to the Final Four. And I'm going to be honest with you, just looking at all the teams in the South, it could very well happen for the Aggies if they play well. And then we need to talk about one other school because they're double-dipping tonight and tomorrow night. How about Winterboro?
Yeah,
is there a bigger game in the state tonight than the girls of Winterboro at 30-2 taking on the nemesis that have defeated them 3 years in a row at Jacksonville? Tonight they get them at home in the sub-region, and I'm talking about Spring Garden. They no longer will have Ace Austin running out of that tunnel, but her dad's still the coach, and they've still got a very good basketball team. They come to Winterboro. That game's going to tip off in about an hour.
Well, man.
And then the Winterboro boys.
You talk about it. What a sneaky, great year this was for Talladega County basketball.
I'm telling you, I told you.
I mean, the Fedville boys, competitive region. How about Notasulga, who ended Fedville season, actually beat Otagaville in their own backyard.
Otago Academy.
Yes, Otago Academy. Beat them in their own backyard for that region. Fedville had a competitive year. Shout out the girls. Al Barnett's done a wonderful job with that Lady Wolves team, really restoring them from last year. And you mentioned it, Sylacauga, another wonderful year. They've really been hard to stop at times this season.
And, of course, the Sylacauga Aggies will be in action tomorrow. As I think that game's at 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, the Aggies will host Jemison. The Panthers come into town. And of course, you're at the stage now where if you win, your season's over with. You pull out the baseball gloves and the softball and soccer cleats. And if you are winning, you're going on to the next round. I tell you what, I think they're going to play the national anthem. We'll step aside for one last time out here on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
If you've got a heart for helping folks and want a job where what you do really matters, AltaPoint Health is hiring right here in the community. They've got positions open from Clay County to Sylacauga, including direct support professionals and therapists, and some jobs even let you work from home. No experience? No problem. AltaPoint offers on-the-job training, great benefits, and real room to grow. Caring is their calling. Text AltaJobs to 97211 and find your fit today.
If you're hunting for sports memorabilia or trading cards, Another Level Cards in Childersburg is the place to be. Boss Lady Maddie Pagan leads the team with Connor Ogle handling sports collectibles and Austin Allen taking care of all things Pokemon. Visit them at 48th Avenue Southeast Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6. Check out alevelcards.com to learn more.
Looking for more room to grow? Atkinson Homes on Highway 280 in Childersburg has just what you need. Whether it's a two-bedroom starter or a spacious four-bedroom layout, their Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier homes offer comfort, quality, and smart design. With flexible financing like FHA, VA, and land home options, they make it easy to get moving. And yes, warranties and new appliances are part of the deal. Start browsing today at AtkinsonHomes.net. Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of Childersburg, B.B. Comer, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
Performance matters on and off the field. That's why drivers everywhere trust Ineos, delivering the power and protection your engine deserves. The Domtar Tiger Sports Network is built by Ineos.
Welcome back to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network as we are about set for tip-off. It's the Lee Scott Lady Warriors and your Childersburg Lady Tigers, your head coach of the Childersburg Lady Tigers, Coach Davin Flanord. I went and had an interview with him. You probably saw that today. And, of course, he is very quiet-spoken. But when they throw this ball up, he's all business, and he's a very smart individual, especially with the game of football and basketball. And here we go, and Malaya Keith will tip the basketball, and Fat Winston's got it. She'll get it over to D-Towns. D-Towns now to Shaylee Dallas, down to Malaya Keith. She's down, up, can't get the shot to go, but Chillsworth's going to get the long rebound.
Just judging by the quickness on the boards, it looks like Childersburg is definitely going to have a speed advantage. They get a rebound and a follow three in the corner.
Yeah. Here is nice Lee Scott, though, with a good little floater by Clark Evitt. Yeah. Evitt is how you pronounce her last name. 3-2, Childersburg nearly going. Look at Childersburg's speed. They can't get the layup. They're going to get a rebound with Malaya Keith. She, or Demi Towns, she can't get it to go.
Wild shot. There was some contact there. I think she was really trying to draw a foul and was not called.
Yeah, Maggie Herndon now got it in the front court for the Lady Warriors. She'll get it right corner. Now get it back from Haynes Cassie. Haynes Cassie's got it now. She'll get an open look for three, and she nails it. And it is 5-3, Lady Warriors.
Yeah, you can't give up open in-rhythm shots like that. That was way too easy for Cassie. She just cashed a corner three.
She could have packed a sandwich while she was waiting to shoot the ball. Nobody in stepping distance of her. Here's Childersburg on the drive. They'll kick it outside. This here's Fat Winston going inside. Can't get it to go. Tipped around and controlled by the Lady Warriors of Lee Scott. They'll cross half court with Herndon. She'll get it in the corner again. Now they're trying to get it underneath, and it's stolen away by Keith. Here's the Tigers on the roll. They're going to go down on the layup.
Great
on the
pass.
Other end is Shaylee Dallas, and the Tigers have tied it up at five.
Boy, what an outstanding lead pass right there by Malia Keith. That's three-quarters court in stride to tie this game.
We're in the zone. They get another open look at three. Couldn't get it to go.
They get a rebound,
and they couldn't get the layup to go. And finally, Childersburg comes out of there. Here's Demi Towns. She's going to go all the way down, put it up off the side of the board. A lot of contact there and no call.
They're really letting them play, but it's been true on both ends. So if that continues, I'm fine with that as long as it's consistent and called on both sides. 5-5, we've got a competitive game.
Here's Herndon with it. She gives it off to Huddleston, who can't control it. And the Lady Tigers will come across half court with it. Here's Malia Key. She's wanting to go inside, and she's going to get called for traveling. That's a good call.
Yeah, it is. And I will say, though, Malia is usually a very good ball handler, and really she just took one too many steps. But to bring the ball up the court from the center position, what a luxury that is for Coach Flanord when your center can bring it up the court no problem.
Here's the Lady Warriors in the front court. We're all tied up at five with 5 minutes to go in this first quarter, brought to you by Donahue Physical Therapy. Out to catch Cassie this time. She tried to get it back inside, and a good steal by Fat Winston. Here comes Shaylee Dallas down the floor, puts it up. No shot will not go, but she's going to be fouled. That foul is going to go against Sydney Dunlap of the Lady Warriors, and that'll send Shaylee Dallas to the free throw line for two.
Well, Shaylee got the steal, but I'm going to tell you, what outstanding job cutting off baseline by Malia Keith. She came from the opposite block to cut that baseline drive off and ignite that break. She just does so many things that does not show up in the stat sheet. And Micaiah Mack as well. I really like her game. She's a defensive, just absolute nightmare on whoever's got the ball.
Shaylee couldn't get the first one to go. Couldn't get the second one to go.
Hey, we should get one more.
We are.
Uh-huh.
That's a lane violation. That time, I believe.
That's number 10, Lucy Zellner.
Lucy Zellner. So let's see if Shaylee can cash in on one of three to try to give the Lady Tigers a one-point lead. 4:50 to go in this first quarter. She can do it, one of three, and it cost the Lady Warriors a point by that lane violation. 6-5, Childersburg. Now some man-to-man pressure in the backcourt. Here's Herndon with the basketball. Left wing. They'll go cross-court. This here's Zellner with an open look at three, and she's good. That's Dunlap, brother. And that's another made three, and 8-6 in the early going. You always shoot the ball better in your home court.
Yeah, and it's Friday night. The stands are packed. You're just going to have to avoid giving up rhythm shooters.
Childersburg gets the ball on a rebound, and they're going to throw it away. Demi Towns slipped as she went to make the pass, and that's just unfortunate. Nothing you can do about that. 8-6, Lady Warriors in the early going. The winner of this game goes to Alabama State.
Just got to guard up and rotate.
Yeah, I think eventually you'll see Coach Flanord and his staff maybe try to get out of this zone and go man-to-man.
Nice cut off on the drive. That's a deep one.
But he get it out to a deep three for Herndon, no good. And the rebound to Childersburg and was taken away or tied up. That's a good call. And that's Lucy Zellner as she tied up Malaya Keith, and the ball's going to go over to the Lady Warriors.
Well, that was Micaiah Mack, but yeah, it looked like there was some contact on the legs part of the defender. I don't know. That's should have been called a block, but it doesn't matter because they turn it right back over to Childersburg.
Yeah, an illegal screen set by the Lady Warriors. So that'll be Lady Tiger basketball. We'll get it in. Here's Shaylee Dallas with the basketball. She'll go up top to Malaya Keith. Now they'll kick it back to Fat Winston. She can beat
nice
Dunlap anytime. Gets down the lane, throws it up, no good, but she's fouled. And she'll go to the free throw line. Fat Winston's got some quickness in that step, and she can cross you over.
Well,
with the best of them.
She just kind of slowly hesitated and baited that drive to the right and quickly snatched back left to freeze the defender. That is an excellent move to get in the paint and get herself to the line for free throws.
And she's good on the first.
That is so hard to do, especially, you know, in the midst of a game. People don't understand. You see these fancy moves. It's not as easy as it looks.
She misses the second, draws Childersburg to within one. 3:37 to go, first quarter, 8-7. Lee Scott, winner of this game, will move on to Alabama State. Loser, their season's done.
Much better rotations on this possession.
Yeah, they'll get it on the baseline. This here's Herndon. She'll get it back underneath to Zellner. Outside, long three-pointer. This one no good by Lee Scott, and it's run down by Malaya Keith. Here comes the Lady Tigers with it. So they'll get it underneath the goal, and there is a layup by, I believe that may be Kari Mallory.
No, that was Shaylee Dallas, just a deliberate drive on a nice layup, just kind of double-clutched it a little bit, but, man, she just a strong move by a point guard and nearly had a steal.
Yeah, I was mentioning Kari Mallory. She has not played in the last two games in the area tournament. She looks to be in uniform tonight and be ready to play, and she's probably our most athletic player, by, I ain't going to say by far, but another near steal by Childersburg in the front court.
That's a carry.
Scott will go down the floor, and they should have gotten Clark Yvotte for a carry, but they're going to get Childersburg for a foul, and I believe that's going to be on D. Towns.
Well, when your nose almost touches the basketball with that high of a dribble, I think it's time to call a carry, bud.
Here's a bit with it, and she throws it right to Fat Winston, who will go down, miss the layup.
You've got to finish.
If it gets the rebound, and then she throws it away again. Here's Malaya Keith with it. She almost loses it, gets it back, and I think she was in trouble, and Chillsburg's going to call a timeout. Let's take a timeout with them. You're listening to the Domtar, Tiger Sports Network.
Have you been in a car accident? That soreness and stiffness can set in fast. At Broadway Spinal Care, we work with all major motor vehicle insurance providers, and in many cases, your care may cost you nothing out of pocket. Our goal is to help you heal quickly so you can get back to feeling like yourself again. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to schedule your appointment and start your road to recovery.
Domtar Tiger Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Back at Lee Scott Academy. Here is the Lady Tigers with a one-point lead and the basketball with 2:13 to go first quarter.
Nice.
Now kick it out. Nice kick out to D-Towns for three. Air ball.
Wow.
She'll run in, try to get a rebound, and knock it out of the hands. Well, actually, they're going to say it's Lady Tiger basketball.
D-Towns played that brilliantly. She knew she couldn't touch it, so she ran as close as she could to the baseline and kind of forced Lee Scott to fall out of bounds. But I'm going to mention something here, Dad. As you see, another deliberate drive to the rim. That's definitely a foul that was not called, and that might be out of bounds on Lee Scott.
No, they'll give it back to... Lee Scott.
But to finish my point, the Tigers have gotten into paint at absolute will whenever they've wanted. They've let five missed shots in the paint go off. If you start making some of those, this is going to be a long night for Lee Scott defensively because they're going to get theirs on this end.
Well, they got it in the lane, and Clark Evitt put it in from about 8 feet to give Lee Scott the lead again. That's a foul, no call. They'll get it to Malia Keith in the middle of the lane. She misses, gets her own rebound, and puts it back up and in. And I tell you, that senior has been a mainstay for Childersburg over the years. And she puts it in and gives the Lady Tigers a one-point lead again. Great first quarter.
Yeah, and she's just kind of got better every single year, and now she's just a beast on both ends of the court.
Here is Sydney Dunlap. Yeah, it's going to be a tie-up, and that's going to be Lady Tiger ball.
Guess who?
Yeah, it was Malia Keith that forced that one.
Those big old hands just coming right over, and I mean that as a compliment.
Yeah.
She's just athletic, coming over and just getting perfect placement on the ball.
And that's Childersburg, a terrible pass. Absolutely. Well, I say it's a terrible pass. Shaylee Dallas went one way, and D. Towns thought she was going the other. Yeah. Pass goes out of bounds.
Regardless, it's a turnover and a missed opportunity.
The Lady Warriors have it underneath their basket. They throw it into Herndon, and they throw it right back to Micaiah Mack. Here comes Childersburg with a basketball. Here's Fat Winston. She was stripped of it, no call. They'll get it back to Malia Keith.
I think that was a good play on the ball.
Malia Keith from about 5 feet. Bangs it in there, and Childersburg with a 13-10 lead with under a minute to go, first quarter.
That was actually Micaiah Mack, number 11, with a nice mid-range jumper. She got it off every part of the rim, but got it to go the same.
Open three-pointer by Rayleigh Langford was partially blocked by Malia Keith, but they get it back with Evitt, and she puts it in to pull the Lady Warriors to within one. Here's a little token man-to-man pressure in the backcourt. Can't dribble through it. Childersburg, luckily, to hang on to the basketball. Here's Childersburg. They'll get it underneath. Can't get it to go. And that's got to be a reach-in foul. It is. And Malia Keith's going to be fouled this time by Haynes Cassie with 12.2 seconds. Childersburg with a one-point lead. Let's see if Coach Devin Flanord chooses to play for one shot.
Well, if you can draw some time here and get a shot to go, what a way it would be to end the quarter.
Well, they get it in the lane. Shot was blocked. People on the floor for the basketball. Is going to be a jump ball, and that's going to go over to Lee Scott with 6.2 seconds to go. I don't know that that one was a foul, as Fat Winston drove the lane.
Just don't know why you're forcing that issue so early in the possession.
Now here's Lee Scott. Boy, they were close to being backcourt. They heave one up at the buzzer to no avail, and Childersburg will take a one-point lead to the second quarter, where we will start. When we come back, we'll take another Childersburg Parks and Recreation timeout. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
For decades, the Childersburg Parks and Recreation Department has provided programs, sports, clubs, and events for all ages in and around the Coosa Valley. Activities all year round and the opportunities for you and your family member to be involved are endless. The Childersburg Parks and Recreation Department is here for you and your community.
Welcome back to Lee Scott Academy, home of the Warriors. Such a great campus here in Lee County of Alabama. And won't be playing these Warriors next year, as private and public schools are separated now going into next year. Here's Demi Towns with the basketball. She loses it, throws it away, and it's controlled by Herndon of the Lady Warriors. She'll bring it down the floor. 13-12, Childersburg with the lead. And this one's going to be knocked out of bounds on a great defensive play. I believe that was
Pat Winston. Yeah. It's all Pat Winston. Hustle from the other side of the play, strip the ball handler, throw it off of her foot. I mean, that's just textbook. You can't really teach that. She's just got it defensively.
Instincts. Yep. She's got that court savvy. She'll get
that's
it to Malaya Key.
They got to start calling there is, some of that.
There is traps everywhere. Here is Winston. She'll go nice down lane. Can't get it to go, but there's Malaya with a rebound. Can she will get it to go home, and the Lady Tigers up by three.
As I said, they have got to the rim, or at least in the paint it will. And eventually, even if you don't make the first shot, you're going to get some strong rebound follows just like that one, 15 to 12.
Yeah, they're out rebounding the Lady Warriors by a bunch here in the early going. Here's a baseline shot by Rayleigh Langford. No good. The defensive rebound by the Lady Tigers. Here they come with Micaiah Mack. She'll get it. And trying to go in was Fat Winston, and it was stripped away.
Now, that one was hand on arm. That should have been a slap foul. And, again, there's no call.
Long three-pointer, and that one's off the front iron. And here's Childersburg out to a race out. This should be a layup, and it will be for Fat Winston, and the Lady Tigers now up by five, 17-12.
That's their major mismatch right there. That's the advantage. You got to attack it. Open court quickness. Childersburg's got the advantage. You got to continue going there. Nice job defense to offense. And now they're going to call a reach on us. And it is, but call it on both.
Yeah, call it both.
That was a foul, definitely, though. D-Towns had her hands in the cookie jar.
Clarkie Vitt will be fouled. That's not going to be any shots. That was on the floor, and that's actually Childersburg's first team foul of the second quarter. So
done a great job defending without fouling. And they're going to give an easy seal down backboard layup.
What a great play by Lee Scott. And they get the layup by Vitt, and it's 17-14. Childersburg down underneath to Malaya Keith. Her shot no good. Gets her own rebound, goes back up, and she's going to be fouled. Checked into the game right now for Childersburg is going to be Yoki Cannon. She's been active underneath the board. So right now you got Micaiah Mack, also Shaylee Dallas, Yoki Cannon, and Malaya Keith on the floor for two free throws, and she can't get the first one to go. Take her time and bend her knees a little more here.
Hopefully she can get this one to go in. But you know what I really like about her as well, Dad, is that she does not put the ball on the ground when she gets a rebound. So many times you see bigs dribble the ball and put themselves in a bad situation. You don't get that with Keith. She just goes right back up strong.
She missed the other free throw, two of them, and Lee Scott got the rebound, but they were called for double dribble. So they'll turn it right back over to Childersburg. Here's Keith. She'll get it to Fat Winston. Fat backing up now on the right side. Kicks it over to Shaylee Dallas. Dallas will go down, give it to Micaiah Mack. She almost lost it. Now she'll get it back way out top in between the circles to Malaya Keith.
Now Lee Scott starting to extend that pressure, and that's when you got to attack the middle just like this. Nice drive.
Malaya gets in the lane and cannot get it to go, but she'll go back to the free throw line.
And she's not been good from there. Maybe she can get these two to go in, but what an impressive drive. And the finger roll flip just about went in for the and one finish. Telling you, for a center to do that, that's incredibly tough.
She's going to get better at these free throws as she banks that one in, because she's getting practice at them. She's getting to the charity stripe with regularity here in the first half. 5:32 to go in the first half. Childersburg by four. Make it five as she rattles home two for two, does Malaya Keith.
Just keep driving that ball hard in the paint. Nothing but good things have come out of it so far.
19-14. Malaya Tigers in the lead. Here's Herndon. She'll give it left side. A little drive and kick out to the right, and a traveling call on Sydney Dunlap. That's good defense coming out to get her by Shaylee Dallas.
And a little bit of something to say to Malaya Keith, and Malaya just kind of pointed up at the scoreboard like, come on now. And what I love about that is, you said that happened because the rotations are better. When you rotate better and pressure those shooters, sometimes you'll see them put the ball on the court, and they're not really ball handlers.
Here's Shaylee Dallas to Malaya Keith at the free throw line. She'll go down the right side. Cannot get it, and they're going to call double dribble.
She was stripped.
That's probably a good call because the ball never left her hands, though. And I thought she was stripped, too. I actually thought she was fouled. Maybe I didn't see the official what they called, but I think they may have called a jump ball, which
if called a double dribble.
I know, but if it was a jump ball, that wouldn't have been a bad call. But here, nevertheless, here's Lee Scott with the basketball, trailing by five. They'll try to get it inside, now in the corner. Long three-pointer partially blocked by Malaya Keith. They'll save it in right to us. That shot was put up by Sydney Dunlap.
Nice
2-on-1. Micaiah Mack couldn't get the shot to go. Here come the Lady Warriors wanting to run. Here is Yvette with it. She'll try to back down, gets it to about 6 feet, and she's good from there.
I mean, she has gotten into that little spot about five times and has put in a floater or a layup each time. You got to keep her out of the paint.
Here's Childersburg now. Three-point lead. They'll put it up from 6 feet. That no good. And knocked out of bounds by Fat Winston. So they got it in the lane. Couldn't get shot to go. Couldn't get the rebound. And now a three-point lead with 4:12 to go until halftime.
That one might have been a little too quick. Maybe one or two more passes into that possession and then that drive. But trying to get it going in the fast break, because I'm telling you, you've got to stop a bit from getting into that free throw line area. She has put in three extended floaters.
All she's doing is dribbling past our top defenders and getting to the next level, and nobody's coming out to defend the shot. She hits another one. It's a one-point Lady Tiger lead. Shot by, I believe that was Fat Winston, no good.
Yeah, not a good shot.
And here come the Lady Warriors. I don't think it'd be long before you see D. Towns, the senior, get back into the ball game either. Here's Lee Scott trailing by one, 3:24 to go. First quarter. Yvette got it in the middle of the lane. This time we got out on her, but they get it to the baseline. And that was Haynes Cassie. And they called that a, okay, they called it a two. I was fixing to say that was not a three. And, boy, we just lose the basketball. That's not a big play by, or a good play by Fat Winston. And look at Malaya Keith. She hustles down the floor, blocks a shot, and saves a possession, or saves a bucket, really.
She's trying to fire up her teammates.
And I think Childersburg wants to call a timeout. They'll get D-Towns back in. Let's take one with them. 2-point Lee Scott lead. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Cold weather is here, and it's not going away. So to keep your home cozy, you need to call Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative. We're proud to provide safe, reliable propane services for homes and businesses across the Coosa Valley. As your local energy partner, we offer dependable delivery, affordable pricing, and hometown service you can trust all winter long. No worries, no runouts, just steady, comfortable heat when you need it most. Call Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative today or visit online at CoosaValleyEC.com.
Welcome back to Lee Scott. Dave McCurley, KJ McCurley with you. 20-19, 1-point lead. They get it inside. Does Lee Scott them from underneath their bucket? And putting it in is going to be Maggie Herndon. And it's now a 3-point lead for Lee Scott with 2:50 to play first half.
Yeah, you don't want to panic right here, but they definitely need a good possession. 3-point game. You see D. Towns with another deliberate drive. Fouls are not being called on this end of the court.
Well, we get it in the lane, and they're converging on us and making it hard for us to even get a shot off. And here's Micaiah Mack, and she was fouled. That was a foul there. No call. Lee Scott comes out with it. And they've got a 3-point lead and the basketball with 2:15 to go in the first half.
Man, don't know about that.
And they're throwing it away. We come up with a steal. Good hands by Micaiah Mack. Here comes Malaya Keith. Can she get there? She can and cannot hit the layup.
That's six open layups that we've missed, and you've just got to be better.
And then they beat you down the floor, and Evitt hits a layup, and now it's a five-point lead for Lee Scott. You just got out of a timeout, KJ. You just got to play through it here, and we lose the basketball again.
It's too much one-on-one dribbling. Pass the ball.
Here's Herndon. She'll give it in the right wing. That should have been a travel, and it was on Sidney Dunlap.
Baseline official's pretty good.
Well, you know, none of the one-on-one calls are really going our way. And to be honest with you, you're not going to get a lot of those playing on the road.
You're not.
Here's Malaya Keith. She gets past the free throw line. Or excuse me, that was actually Fat Winston, and Malaya Keith got the rebound. She was going to go back up with it, and she's called for traveling, and that was a good call.
Yeah, that's traveling.
So 24-19 with 1:20 to go in the half. Lee Scott with a five-point lead. Childersburg was up by five, and they ain't scored many points in this quarter. And there is a three-pointer by Herndon. And it is ballooned to an eight-point lead with a minute to go in the half. Need a bucket right here.
Yeah, you converge on Evitt's penetration as you see Fat Winston put that in. You converge on the penetration of Evitt, and they kick it out for a 30-footer.
Oh, she stepped on the line. She sure did, and they got it. That was Sydney Dunlap. She was being double-teamed by D-Towns and Malaya Keith. So a big bucket by Fat Winston gets it to six. KJ, with 40 seconds to go in the half here. Imperative. This is a big possession.
Yeah, imperative. You got to find a way to put this in. Just a fogged-up shot trying to draw contact.
I thought there was some.
There is some, but you got to understand you're not going to get that. That was a play and a shot for contact. They're not going to give you the call.
Here's Lee Scott. Let's see if they hold it for one. Under 30 seconds to go in the half, and they own a six-point lead. Try to throw it down on the baseline. They'll give it to her.
Pay for picking up her dribble.
They get it in the middle of the lane. Shot no good. D. Towns with the rebound. That shot was put up by Sutton Lewis, who's been in the game. Here's Malaya Keith getting in the lane, and that's going to be a foul. She'll go back to the free throw line for the fifth and sixth time. 7 seconds to go in the half.
Being honest, that one was way less than the last one that they did.
Probably
call.
So. But now, if you hit a couple of free throws here and draw to within four, you feel fairly decent about it. What once was an eight-point lead, of course, we can't hit the free throw now. We'll get one more. And I think you'll see Kari Mallory in the second half, and no good on the second free throw, but Micaiah Mack gets the rebound, can't get it to go, gets it again, no good there. Fight for it. Childersburg's got it, and they just couldn't get the layup to go with Fat Winston. So that'll do it for our second quarter of play. Childersburg trails Lee Scott by six, 27-21. Both of these teams' season are on the line, and we'll come back to see whose continues in the second half, and we'll come back with the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union halftime show on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Back pain, joint pain, chronic pain. It doesn't have to control your life. At Coosa Valley Medical Center, Dr. Matthew Kimball offers advanced pain blocks that can get you moving again quickly and safely. Close to home and with care you can count on. CVMC is here to help you reclaim your quality of life. Don't wait. Call 256-872-7776 today for more information.
When it comes to bones, joints, and sports injuries, trust the expert care of Dr. Anthony Troppiano at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dr. Troppiano is known for providing outstanding results with a personal touch, helping patients get back to work, back to sports, and back to life. From advanced surgical care to everyday orthopedic treatment, you're in good hands. Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
Big changes are happening at the Coosa Pines Mill. We are now Domtar. We've united the legacies of paper excellence, Resolute Forest products, and Domtar into one strong brand. While we have a new name, it's still the same trusted people, the same high-quality products, and the same dedication to the communities where we live and work. For roughly 200 years, our mills have been leading the way in sustainable forestry and innovative solutions, and we're just getting started. Domtar, we are the fiber for the future. Visit domtar.com to learn more.
Don't let the pain slow you down. Hi, it's Ben Donahue at Donahue Physical Therapy. Our patients get one-on-one attention from our dedicated team about getting you back to your normal way of life after an injury. Whether you're recovering from surgery or managing chronic pain, Donahue Physical Therapy will create a plan that works for you. Get back to the action faster at Donahue Physical Therapy in downtown Sylacauga.
This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Halftime Show on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Welcome back courtside with you here. Dave McCurley, KJ McCurley at the Lee Scott Academy Warriors Gymnasium on the campus of Lee Scott here in Auburn, Alabama. And, of course, KJ McCurley, the winner of this game will move on. And I'm going to be honest with you, after talking with Coach Davin Flanord yesterday, Kari Mallory has not played in a couple of games, and he said that she would probably not see action in the first half but would be eligible to play in the second half. There are a lot of things going on that she was being disciplined for, and that's okay. But she is an athletic player that can help us, especially rebounding defensively, but she also can score. But you said it when we were at timeout there, we got to start making layups.
Yeah, I mean, we missed, by my count, 8 wide open ones. I don't count the ones where we caught the ball on the rebound and we went back up with a hand in our face. That's not wide open. I'm talking about breakaways, rebound follows with nobody close. 8, that's 16 points. You throw in the 5 that we've left at the line, that's 21 points left on the board in the first half. It would potentially be 42-27. And this is why, while I agree 100%, Kari Mallory will definitely help if she sees the court in the second half. But that's not the reason that we're losing by 6 points. We're losing by 6 points because we've not converted easy layups, we've not shot free throws well, and even though we've got the ball in the paint, we've not been smart about it at times. Just because you drive the paint hard and throw up a shot, that's not a good basketball, especially in the playoffs. You're not going to get that payoff call. Make a few more passes, get something in rhythm, and make it easier on your offense. Defensively, you're going to be fine. They're getting a lot of theirs in the open court because we're not converting on offense.
2 quarters left to decide whether your season's going to end or whether you're going to go on to Alabama State University. We'll see which one of these 2 teams does it in about 30 or 45 minutes, but we're only about 5 minutes away from the second half tip-off. You're listening to it on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Jesse Gum, your Edward Jones financial advisor in the Sylacauga area, understands this. That's why Jesse is a proud sponsor of the Tiger Sports Network and Childersburg High School Athletics through Radio Alabama Sports. For all your investment needs, call 256-245-6166 or visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Looking for a career that's both high quality and eco-friendly? INEOS in Childersburg has been leading the way since 2005, making top-level lubricants while staying committed to the environment. Be part of a team that's focused on real innovation and a better future. Ready to make a difference? Come by 100 Nippon Drive or visit the Talladega Career Center to apply. INEOS USA, where your career can help drive real change.
Ready to refresh your closet? Head to Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg. From Judy Blue and Can-Can Jeans to men's styles and baby clothes, you'll find something for the whole family. They're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 6 and Saturdays from 9 to 2. Can't make it in? No problem. Shop anytime at ftmgifts.com. That's ftmgifts.com. Fair to Midland in downtown Childersburg, your local spot for style.
At First Bank of Alabama, we're not just another financial institution. Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO of First Bank of Alabama. We're not just a bank. We're your neighbors. Our team lives and works right here in Alabama, so we understand what matters to you most. From flexible personal loans to innovative business solutions, we're committed to helping you achieve your dreams. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, I'm Chris Roberts, worship leader at First Baptist in Childersburg. God's love reaches people through fellowship, and at First Baptist, we have many ways and times for you and your family to experience that love and fellowship. Our Sundays start with Sunday school at 9:15 and worship service at 10:20. Our praise team meets at 4 with Sunday evening worship at 5. Wednesdays, our Next Gen Kids praise team is at 5, and we have Bible study for all ages at 6. Come and enjoy this love and fellowship in 2026 at First Baptist in Childersburg and experience something new.
Looking for the perfect opportunity to connect and grow your business? Join the Greater Coosa Valley Chamber of Commerce the second Tuesday of every month at 8:30 a.m. Each month, a different chamber member hosts, spotlighting their business and giving you the chance to network, discover new opportunities, and build lasting relationships with fellow professionals. Want to know where the next chamber connection will be? Contact the Greater Coosa Valley Chamber of Commerce today and unlock your next big networking opportunity.
Turn up your taste buds at La Costa Mexican Restaurant in downtown Sylacauga. The grill's hot and the flavors are bold. From sizzling fajitas and street-style tacos to creamy queso and fresh-made salsa. Bring the family, grab friends, or make it your lunch break. Portions are generous, prices friendly, and the service always welcoming. Step into a colorful, lively atmosphere and leave full and happy. La Costa Mexican Restaurant, downtown Sylacauga's spot for real flavor. Stop in and taste the fiesta.
Cold and flu season is here, but Marble City Pharmacy in Sylacauga has you covered. From cough and cold medicine to fever relief, vitamins, and immune support, they have everything you need to feel better fast. Skip the lines and use their quick and convenient drive-through window to get in and out with ease. Friendly service, trusted care, and hometown convenience all in one place. Transfer your prescription to Marble City Pharmacy today. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life.
Welcome back to Lee Scott High School, home of the Warriors. Dave McCurley, KJ McCurley with you here. And, of course, 6-point deficit for the Lady Tigers. Season on the line, and Coach Davin Flanord, they've had a great year, but you know they want to get to those regional playoffs.
Yeah, you want to always keep it going, give one more game to your team, and also give the students a chance to get out of school. How about that? The kids, all the kids are talking about down at Fedville, girls yeah. got to win. We might get out of school. We can send a bus, and you can, but you got to take care of business, and Childersburg is in position to take care of business, and they were in so many good positions in that first half that they just did not convert. If you can convert some of those here in the second half, keep playing good defense, and keep the penetration of Yvette out of the lane, you should be okay.
And they try to get it to Yvette, right, and it's forced a jump ball by D. Towns, and that ball will go over to the Lady Tigers. So good start here in the third quarter for Coach Davin Flanord and the Lady Tigers. Trying to get it in bounds. We got to get it there, and we do. Here's Fat Winston. She'll get it to Malaya Keith. Now Kari Mallory is checked into the lineup. She's over here in the right corner. Here's Fat Winston with the basketball. She's working against Herndon. Here's Mallory. They get it to her quickly and then step back. Shaylee Dallas for a long two, no good. But look at Malaya Keith. She get it, cannot hit the layup.
I mean, you just got to convert there.
And it was contested, and then Lee Scott comes back on the other end. 6-foot shot, no good by Herndon, but they get the offensive rebound, and it's almost gotten by Malaya Keith, and she tried to save it inbound, stepped on the line.
You just got to make that one.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you got Dallas, Winston, Kari Mallory, Malaya Keith, and D Towns into the game. Here's, and I tell you, scramble on the floor for the basketball. The Lady Warriors finally come up with it. They'll throw it around the right side. Can't
great
get,
trap.
Yeah, and they finally had to get it to Event to. Just to keep from a five-second call.
Intensity's definitely picked up on this end for the Tigers.
Yeah, here's Haynes Cassie with the basketball.
And she stepped on the line.
She did. And there's that double team that time again by Fat Winston that time and Malaya Keith. So here we go. Here's some token pressure in the backcourt by the Lady Warriors. And that should be a foul. They're going to get a layup out of this, and they can't make it. And I'll tell you right now, it's taken right back away by Fat Winston, and that should have been a foul on Lee Scott to begin with.
Yeah, I don't mean to laugh, but, yeah, you know what? You don't get a foul call, and you miss a layup.
D. Towns for three, no good, but there's Malaya Keith to get the rebound. And finally, she had it, went below her waist to gain control of the basketball, and they foul her. And Childersburg will get the ball underneath their own basket. No shot there.
No points for either team in the half so far. Defense has definitely been good, and Kari Mallory throws it into the backcourt nearly, but it's corralled by Malaya Keith. Let's see if we can get a good possession here.
Here's D. She's going to go down. Her shot partially blocked, and it's taken away, but then gotten back by Kari Mallory in the lane. Her shot no good. Here's Malaya Keith on the floor for the basketball. Gets it, puts it up, no, and in. Nice job of staying with it by Malaya Keith. And there's a steal in the backcourt by Kari Mallory.
When you start getting them fogging up those full court passes, the press is doing good things.
Here's D. Towns. Got too far in up underneath the goal, but it's going to be lost out of bounds.
Oh.
That should be Childersburg basketball, but they're going to say it went out of bounds off of a Lady Tiger.
Wow.
But we pulled it within four. 5:47 to go third quarter. Here's the Lady Warriors looking at full court pressure now by the Lady Tigers.
And the vet is struggling to get the ball passed.
And there's a long three-pointer. That's an air ball. We've got numbers. It's going the other way. Here's Malaya Keith. Cross the floor to D. Towns. Too much. And then stolen back away. That's got to be an off-ball foul. They're going to call a jump ball. It's going to be Lee Scott basketball.
Awful.
But I'm telling you, Shaylee Dallas was going for the basketball and had her legs took out from under her.
Yeah, number 20.
Herndon,
yeah. She just dove like she was trying to stop a goal line drive on the football team. That's pretty bad, but it's still a four-point game, and the press has definitely given the vet some problems.
Yeah, only 2 points scored in this second half so far, and they've been by Childersburg's Malaya Keith. There's a trap again. They lose it out of bounds. And I think they got a timeout before they lost the basketball. So we will take a timeout with them. 4-point Lee Scott lead. You're listening to it on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
At Omnia, innovation and sustainability go hand in hand. As a global leader in calcium carbonate production and specialty chemical distribution, Omnia helps make everyday products stronger, cleaner, and better for the world around us. From paper and plastics to construction and beyond, their work supports progress that lasts. Omnia is proud to support growth that respects the earth and strengthens communities. Good luck to all area athletes this season.
Performance matters on and off the field. That's why drivers everywhere trust Ineos, delivering the power and protection your engine deserves. The Domtar Tiger Sports Network is built by Ineos.
Well, the Lady Scott Warriors saved a possession, but then they throw it away right on the inbounds. Here's D going down, puts it up and in, and the Tigers are within two.
Man, give her the and one call. She slapped on the arm. Man, D, just fall next time. I don't know what else to say, but great leg in through the physicality. We got a two-point game.
And one thing about it, the defensive intensity has been turned up by the team in blue, and nearly another steal there by Malia Keith. And the Lady Warriors right now are not finding those open looks they did in the first half for sure. They'll find one here, long three-pointer, and that's an air ball by Cassie.
Really wasn't open. It was rushed.
And Childersburg may throw it away, but it's saved by Fat Winston, and it goes out of bounds off her leg. She tried to go behind her back to save it, and that was really not her fault. She was put in a bad position there with a bad pass. Two-point Lee Scott, Lady Warrior lead, 4:25 to go in the third quarter.
Yeah, the Hail Mary lead pass can be effective, but you got to know when to throw it.
There's a steal by Kari Mallory. Nice into pass. The front court. Nice. Oh, and we throw it
one
away.
Pass, 2 minutes.
And then look at Malia Keith. Hustle goes back and gets it for the senior. Here's Childersburg with a basketball. D-Town, she'll go down the lane. Gets underneath, and she is begging for a foul, and she finally gets one.
So what have I got to do for a whistle? And that time she gets the defender on her hip, so it was a hip check, and then they fouled her hand going up. So really no way the refs could have missed that one. Just a strong drive. Here's where you got to convert.
Yeah, but the last two times she's driven in way too far underneath the bucket, she misses the free throw, so the senior will get one more. 4:06 to go third quarter. And the Lady Tigers trail the Lady Warriors by two. Dave McCurley, KJ McCurley with you on a Friday night. Lots of girls basketball going on everywhere, and she missed both of them. But look at that rebound by Shaylee Dallas. Here's D again. She'll get it to Shaylee. Back across the floor, it goes to Fat Winston. Fat will work it around. Kari Mallory's got it. She's looking for a shot. Baseline, she was fouled, no call. And Childersburg's going to race down the rebound. They're out hustling the Lady Warriors now. They just can't get a shot to go.
That's a travel.
And finally, they get a bit with the rebound. Here come the Lady Warriors with a two-point lead.
It's a push.
And, oh, she should have been called for a travel, but I believe they're going to get a hand check on Shaylee Dallas, and that was one of the reasons why she did travel. Yeah, she might have used the left arm, but we were there with contact too. So, as I mentioned, you're on the road. You're not going to get those calls. Here's the Lady Warriors. They'll look for a three and hit one. And I believe that is Cassie. And that'll put them back up by 5 points.
You just can't go to sleep on your rotations. It's not bad defense, but you just got to be there a little quicker.
Here's Fat. She gets by her player. 6-foot shot, no good. And Lee Scott will run it down. And that should have been a traveling call, but they get away with it. And they've got it in the backcourt. Here's Yvette now. 2:55 to go third quarter. Lee Scott by 5 with the basketball. Lady Tigers, season on the line. Yvette got to the free throw line, goes down on the baseline and throws it away. That's nice defense by Kari Mallory.
Yeah, you really hit the nail on the head there. She squeezed the inside baseline, used the baseline as a defender, forced an errant pass and got a turnover. Can't do it much better.
I think we got to get Kari involved here offensively, and I know she wants to. Just don't press it, but see if we can find that young lady a shot. She's missed the last 10 quarters of play, and you know she's pressing. But here's Fat Winston. She can get by her player at any time, gets in the lane, puts it up and in. I'm telling you, that is there all night long.
Yeah, and I noticed something. Kari Mallory, even though she hasn't played in a while, is drawing Yvette on her. They have done their homework, even though she's not played. Yvette is on Kari Mallory, so whoever is guarding off ball, you got to go at.
They had a wide open layup, missed it. Childersburg with a rebound. Here is Fat Winston. She'll
nice
go
drive.
Up, no good. And they're going to call a foul as Malia Keith put the rebound back in, but it won't count. And Fat Winston will go to the free throw line. Now, that could have really been either way. It could have been a charge or it could have been a blocking foul. They call a blocking foul on Sutton Lewis. So with 2:02 to go in the third quarter, Childersburg can draw to within one here with two made free throws by Fat Winston. We can't make it. And I'll tell you right now, if you go home tonight back to Talladega County and you lose this basketball game, you're going to look back at the charity stripe and say, that's what we didn't do.
Yep, I think by my adding right now, that is 2 of 7. Make it
3 of 8. Yes, she got 1 of 2. And we're a two-point bucket away from tying this game. And they're in press and backcourt, and they go right through four of us right down the lane, throw up a layup that's no good. They're going to get a foul. And you really can't falter Kari Mallory on that play because, I mean, let's be honest, Event just dribbled the ball right between four of us.
Yeah, she got by three, and there was nobody else to help Mallory because Keith was extended out. So you really just have to stop ball, and there's some contact when you do stop ball. You put a vet at the free throw line, you give up an easy two, or you make her earn it from the line. Really no win here. At least Scott's going to make their free throws.
She's going to earn it. Yeah, that's been the difference of the game. They've got a four-point lead, 32-28, 1:50 to go in the third quarter.
Mallory
in the middle of the lane. She's fouled. She'll go to the free throw line. She's happy about that. She'll get a good look from the charity stripe with 1:48 to go. Third quarter, and I'm just being honest with you, that's been the difference of the game so far. They've hit their free throws. We have not. And now, actually, what are they costing to say? Malaya Keith went up to the free throw line thinking she was finna get free throws. She didn't know she was nowhere near the play. Mallory for two. No good on the first. 3 of 9 now for the Lady Tigers. And you just got to start making hay while the sun shines, or you're going to end your season if you can't start hitting some free throws. Because they're going to put you there, and they're going to keep putting you there. We missed two, but get the long rebound with Fat Winston. Trying to get it inside to Kari. They do. She puts it up, no good. Fights for it, gets it back, and finally gets it to go. And should have had an and one in.
Golly, and she makes the toughest one of all of her attempts. And look at the hands.
That's taken away by Malaya Keith.
Nice pass
inside to Winston. She can't get it to go, but there's Malaya Keith to put it back, and we are tied with 1:20 to go third quarter.
Yeah, nice hands by Keith getting into press action, and here she does it again, and she gets the tie up. She does.
And it is Childersburg Lady Tiger basketball. Malaya Keith has taken over in the last minute.
And literally taken the possession, the back-to-back possessions away from Lee Scott, quite literally. And now they have...
There's a discussion. They're going to see if they got a timeout call before that jump ball situation. We will see. They are calling a 30-second timeout, but I don't think this is going to change Childersburg getting the basketball.
And even if it does, you know what? The defensive intensity is up, and we've tied the game. Back-to-back times we've gotten in the passing lanes. The press is working.
Well, we've outscored them 11-5 here in the third quarter.
Well, you more than double up, you're doing something right.
And to be quite honest with you, they haven't gotten the ball past half court now in the last three possessions. They did give them the timeout before, so no turnover on the play, but the possession arrow stays in our favor for the next jump ball or next quarter in.
They threw it right into a double team with Yvette. That was dangerous. They almost turned it over.
Here is Cassie. She'll get it left wing and then get it back. She got away with a travel. Now Vitt's got it top of the key working against Shaylee Dallas. She'll go by her, get in the lane, just throw it up. No good. Childersburg with a rebound. Here comes the Tigers. Here is Shaylee Dallas. She'll go down, get bumped. There's no call. Her shot no good. Under a minute to go, third quarter. Here's Yvette. She'll go down and bumped. No call. They're letting them play. Here comes Malaya Keith. And the Lady Tigers with a tie basketball game. And Coach Davin Flanord says, slow it down. We might hold it for one shot if we can hold it that long, and we can't. And we get it back. Look at Bad Winston lost it, picked it up off the floor, and chunked it in the hole.
And sometimes it works out like that because the defense thinks they have the ball and they've got themselves out of the play.
Long three-pointer put up and missed short. Here's Childersburg on the rebound. 7 seconds in the quarter, and that shot is blocked.
That's a nice play.
Yeah, it's a nice play by Vichy. He has the height advantage on.
He's a good ball player.
Yeah, Fat Winston. But 5 seconds to go. Childersburg is taking a two-point lead, and now they have the basketball underneath their own bucket.
Lots of options right here.
They'll throw it in. Kari, and it's almost stolen away. We got to throw it up there. Will Carly get it off? She won't, and it wouldn't go anyway. We're at the end of the third quarter of play. We'll come back with the fourth quarter brought to you by Alabama Termite and Pest Control. It's a good one. Don't go anywhere. Childersburg by two. You're listening to it on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Okay, babe, this new home insurance, I'm bugging out.
Why did you say bugging? And why are you bugging?
I don't know what I'm doing. Why aren't you bugging?
Because I just need a State Farm agent. That's what they do. They help people understand their insurance and not bug out about it. And they're, like, there when you need them. Now quit bugging and say the jingle.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm insurance agent Ron Carroll on Highway 280 next to Subway in Childersburg.
Fourth quarter action is brought to you by Alabama Termite. Now, back to the action.
Welcome back to Lee Scott Academy, home of the Warriors. Hey, this fourth quarter brought to you by Alabama Termite and Pest Control. And I got to tell you something. When it comes to pest invading your home, you can't do any better than Christy and her staff at Alabama Termite and Pest Control. Many years in a row of being the best of the Coosa Valley. They do all of our pest control at Radio Alabama and, of course, home and everything. They are Johnny on the spot. And, of course, the Lady Tigers now to get to basketball. But you know, Christy Green used to play high school and a little college basketball herself.
Yeah, that's incredible. Did not know that.
Here's Kari nice Mallory shot. With a baseline jumper of about 6 foot, and the Tigers with a four-point lead.
Well, she took her height advantage and got to her spot. Nice little six-foot jumper, good elevation, cash.
Yvette gets in the lane, puts it up. No good. It rimmed out on her. She got it back, though, and got fouled.
Wow.
We had the rebound with Kari Mallory. Couldn't control it. Good hustle, though, by both teams. And Yvette will go back to the free throw line with her team trailing by four as we start this Alabama Termite and Pest Control fourth quarter.
Yeah, I think you just got to give Yvette credit there. I mean, she's one of those players that finds the ball.
You want me to tell you one thing about her, though? She missed that free throw.
She's tired.
I don't care what you say. She has not come off the floor. She is winded right now.
Yeah, she's been double-teamed pretty much all night or a good fraction of the night with that press. But
I'll tell you one thing.
Drain that second one.
Three of four and nothing but net on the three win. So here we go. Up by
watch pass
three. And here's the Tigers now with the basketball. Kari Mallory, they'll back it out. She'll try to go one-on-one. She does. Flips it in the lane. And Childersburg's lucky to get it back. They'll go down with Fat Winston. Her shot no good, but there is a putback by Kari no good. And finally, look at Shaylee Dallas come out of there with the rebound. Here's the Lady Tigers. They'll back it out almost to half court. 7 minutes to go in the game. They have a three-point lead.
We'll see if Coach Lenord elects to run a little time right here or if he wants the offense to play. And don't know if that was the shot he was looking for with Mallory.
Kari, and they'll get a shot with Yvette from the free throw line.
And that's why your offensive positions are just crucial.
And it is now a one-point Tiger lead. And Kari, what is going on here? They didn't stop play. She got hit in the mouth. And Lee Scott will go down, shoot a layup, and it's blocked out of bounds. If you possess the basketball and you have an injury on the floor like that, you're supposed to stop play.
You saw the same thing happen in the boys' game
with
Avion Swain.
Well, the other team had the ball then. There's going to be a drive to the bucket by Lee Scott and a foul on Childersburg. And the most important thing right here is whether Kari Mallory is going to be okay and can return to the game. It's obvious she's made a difference in this basketball game.
Yeah, her energy on defense has helped out a lot. She's interchangeable. She can guard wings. She can guard block. And that free throw rims out. And anything that does not go for Lee Scott right now is a win for Childersburg. But to get back to Kari, yeah, I mean, she's been active.
She got hit in the mouth. So Yvette gets one of two again, and it is now a tied basketball game, 36 all, 6:20 to go in this one. Winner goes to Alabama State next Wednesday. Fat Winston from about 8 feet, no good. Reach for the rebound. That's going to be a foul on Malaya Keith, and that's a good call.
Probably a good call. She was not anywhere close to being in position to get that rebound. She tried to just keep the play alive and tap it out, and then you're going to get called for an over-the-back in that situation.
They beat the press, beat us down the floor. Good hands, though, by Malaya Keith to knock it out of bounds. Kari Mallory, go ahead, KJ.
I was just going to say, Keith might be the best paint defensive player I've seen for the Tigers, the Lady Tigers, in quite some time.
Near steal by Fat Winston. It is a steal, and then she got knocked to the floor and loses the basketball. Good hands, though.
She got pulled to the floor.
She got knocked to the floor.
Right beside our other baseline official.
Here's a bit. She'll get it to Herndon. Herndon will back it out. Give it left wing to Kissie. Now right wing it goes. And they'll look for Yvette, but they'll get it to Herndon. Now Yvette's got it top of the key. Long three-pointer by Herndon, no good. Fight for the rebound. Lee Scott's going to get it, and they'll pull it back out. Here's Yvette. She's going to go to the goal. She gets by one player, by two, and throws it up and in. And just like that, they have a two-point lead with 5.5 minutes to go.
You just got to cut her off. You can't let her have that.
Here's Malaya Keith. Been a long time since she scored a bucket, and she's getting hammered all the way down the floor and thrown away. Yvette's got it against D Towns. She'll go up, lay it up, and in. And the Lee Scott Lady Warriors now have a 4-point lead.
Yeah, it's getting to be that territory where Childersburg really needs to settle down and just get a good offensive possession. And Kari Mallory coming back to the scoring table.
Yeah, here's D Towns, and they're wanting to call a charge on her, but that's not going to fly as nobody had defensive position. Now, here's the difference. That is a player control foul. They're nowhere near the foul level, and that is not going to be a shooting foul for Childersburg. It was on the floor, and that's a good call, but we will get it underneath our bucket with exactly 5 minutes to go, down by four. We get it in. Kari back into the game. She's got it at the top of the key. She'll go right side. D Towns trying to make a move against Yvette and can't do it.
She's not had a field goal tonight. It'd be a really good time for her first.
Yeah, one of them long threes. Here's Kari working against Herndon. Can't make a move. Now she'll get a screen from D and give it back to Fat Winston. Fat backs up. Is that a three? It's a two, but it's no good anyway. And the rebound comes to the Lady Warriors with 4:25 to go in the game. We're down by four. You got to come up with a defensive stop or two here.
Yeah, I really like that move, but maybe not so much the shot, as you see a deep three for Lee Scott and off of bounds on them. That's a big stop, and hopefully we can put this possession in. There's just been way too much dribbling.
Maggie Herndon had an open look. It was way outside the three-point line. And now here's some pressure by the Lady Warriors. Malaya Keith will bring it down the floor herself. And she will go all the way into the goal, put it up, and she does not get it to go, but she is fouled. And
got to hit him.
It's just all there is to it. That's been the difference of the ball game. Lee Scott has hit a good percentage of their free throws. I'd say at least 60 to 70% right now. Childersburg shooting well under 40. That's been the difference of the game. And they've shot more free throws than we have. And, again, we can't hit one. You're down 4 points with 4 minutes left to go in your season. And you get to the free throw line. You work hard to get there. You got to make them. That's just all there is to it.
I think that's five made free throws out of, this will be attempt number 13 and 14.
That one rims out as well. Cassie with a rebound for the Lady Warriors. Here's backcourt pressure, and they're going to give it to Avit. She knows what to do with it and works it across half court. Now gives it to Herndon. And back to Cassie. Near steal by Childersburg, and they get a hand on it. They do get the steal. They've got numbers. Here's Fat Winston. She'll go in. Can't get the shot to go, but there's Kari Mallory. She can't get it to go. Gets it back, and she, the third time, is going to be fouled.
If you finish your layups, you don't have to worry about
free throws.
On free throws.
That's
At some point, you're going to have to make something.
She had a good look at it, and so did Fat Winston.
Just too strong from just a few feet out.
And we cannot buy one from the charity stripe. As she misses her first, she'll get one more. Still plenty of time now. You're down by four with 3:34 to go, but you got to start cashing in on some of these free throws. And you got to start cashing in on Lee Scott turning the basketball over. And finally, Kari Mallory hits one of two. It's a three-point Lady Warrior lead. Here's that patented pressure in the backcourt. We almost had a steal. They get it across half court, and boy, they throw it away. Childersburg's got it. This should be a layup for Fat Winston. It is, and it is a one-point basketball game.
Yeah, that press is just relentless right now. Back-to-back turnovers. Childersburg's back in the game, and there's three in a row.
They turn it over in the front court again. Now they're going to say, I think they're saying Childersburg might have tipped that.
I don't know.
But I thought Lee Scott touched it last. And anyway,
they dove for it and touched it as it was going out.
Wow.
How they dove for it.
1 point, Lady Warrior lead. They've got the basketball. Avit, they'll get it in the corner. Long three-pointer put up and missed, and they get an offensive rebound. That's one you got to come up with right there. Herndon got away with a travel. Here's Huddleston with the basketball. She'll give it to Avit. Up, can't get it in. And they get a bucket with Sutton Lewis and a foul.
Yeah, they'll call a foul here.
That was a foul. They just got the shot to go. However, still plenty of time. 2:45 to go in the game. Just a three-point Lady Warrior lead. And Lewis will be at the free throw line. She can't get it to go. Mallory rips down the rebound for Chillsburg. Here comes the senior. A lot of seniors on the floor for these Lady Tigers. Here's Malaya Keith. She's one of them. In the corner to Kari. She was fouled. No call. And the Lady Warriors come up with a basketball.
Big turnover.
Yep. They get it into the front court. And that should have been a travel, but there was a foul. And that's going to be on Shaylee Dallas. 2:20 to go in the game. 3-point Lady Warrior lead. And that will put the Lady Warriors at the free throw line as Childersburg is over the limit. And I believe this will be Sydney Dunlap.
Looks like number
Cassie, at the line. And she rattles it around and gets it to go. It's just been the difference of the game. They've hit their free throws. We have not.
Yeah, it doesn't get any simpler than that. And to pair along with free throws that we've missed, yeah, I'm up 10 wide open layups tonight. Being
5-point lead. Here goes.
It doesn't do us any good.
That's Shaylee Dallas gets down the floor quickly, gets a shot up, can't get it to go, but she's going to go to the free throw line, as KJ said, for two. You're down five now with 2:16 to go. Still plenty of time in the game to get back in and get it tied and maybe get over the hump. But
you got to stop having zeros on this offensive end in possessions. Yep. That's just all there is to it. And so far, another one is a clank on the first attempt.
I mean, you're going to go back home to Talladega County if you lose this basketball game, and you're going to say free throws, free throws, free throws. She'll get one more. No good. And that's going to be, are they going to get a lane violation again? I think they will. Yep, we're going to get one more shot.
Right as it sits right now, we're 5 of 19 from the free throw line.
Yep. That's about 25%, and that's not going to get it done. Not at any level. A third one for Shaylee Dallas, and she missed all three of them. We get the offensive rebound, though, with Fat Winston. She almost loses it. She does lose it. Both players fighting for it on the inbound, on the in line, and it'll go over to Lee Scott. Now you got to start thinking about getting some steals and some extra possessions. Herndon,
that's
should have been a travel. They don't call it. Lee Scott comes out of there with it.
How can you not call that? Holy cow.
And that is going to be knocked out of bounds by Childersburg's D. Towns, but that definitely was one that was missed right there.
Yeah, they did the Cupid shuffle with the basketball. Man, blow the whistle.
They'll throw it in. Stolen away by Childersburg. Here comes, and she stepped on the line, and I think she did. That was Fat Winston. She stole it. Stepped out of bounds, so a minute 57 to go in the game. Childersburg down by 5. And with the basketball is the Warriors of Lee Scott.
Yeah, a few things call-wise hadn't gone our way here or there, but really it's just been our own missed opportunities.
And that's going to get Evitt in a trap and a timeout being taken by the Lady Warriors. We'll take one with them. You're listening to it on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
I'm Chris Kane, and for our family here at Toyota of Sylacauga, it's about more than cars. It's about people. You'll find my wife, my kids, even my dog here some days, because this is where we've built something special. When you buy from us, you're not just getting a vehicle, you're becoming part of the family. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Managing your finances has never been easier with Sycamore Federal Credit Union's mobile banking app. Access your accounts, transfer funds, and locate nearby ATMs all at the palm of your hand. Plus, with services like skip a payment twice a year and competitive loan rates, Sycamore offers flexibility and convenience to fit your lifestyle. Visit sycamorefcu.com to learn more or download the app today. Sycamore Federal Credit Union. Let us cover your financial needs.
Welcome back to Lee Scott Academy. A minute 53 to go. Childersburg in dire straits for their season. They're down by 5, and Lee Scott has the basketball. And that should be a backcourt. There's no way that's not a backcourt.
Both of her feet were behind it. If that's not a foul, it's a backcourt.
And finally, Childersburg, now they'll call a foul.
From the opposite side of the play, as always.
That's not good there. They threw the ball into the front court, and their player went 2 feet behind back court, and we didn't touch it. Now, we fouled her.
Yep, both of her feet. If you don't call the foul,
if you don't call the foul, it's got to be a back court, and they're going to get Evitt to the free throw line where she has been 5 of 7. Now make it 6 of 8.
They've had their cake, and they've ate it, too, in the last few minutes.
Well, one thing you got to give them credit for, when they've stepped to the free throw line,
they've taken advantage.
They've hit theirs. Mm-hmm. And that's been the difference of the game. They're only up 6 points.
Childersburg has not had a field goal in a while, and they've went 3 straight possessions with no points. You've just got to put the ball in the basket.
Yeah, you got to rely on your seniors. Here's Kari Mallory. She'll go down. She's fouled, but I'll be quite honest with you, it's not going to do us any good. It is doing us good with the clock stopped. When you have the chance to score with the clock stopped, you can make up a lot of ground. A minute and a half in a basketball game is an eternity with fouls.
It's also getting them in foul trouble.
Yes, but if you can't hit the free throws, it does you no good.
Yep, and at a 7-point game, too, it's points are fixing to start becoming at a premium.
And Kari can't hit.
It's just too strong. It's just there's no touch or taking the time. There's no arc. It's just almost like most of them are just throwing it up there.
She'll get one more. And she's good on it, but 1 of 2 is not going to do you a whole lot of good right now. They've got a trap in the backcourt, and they throw it all the way down. And look at there, they're going to get a layup. And they miss it. They miss the layup. Childersburg's got it with a minute 20 to go, down by 6. Long three-pointer by D. Towns is good, and it's a 3-point game.
They've given themselves a chance, but you got to get another stop.
And they get it. There's a steal by Childersburg. They get it in the lane. D. Towns has got it. Her shot, no good, but she is fouled, and Childersburg with a minute 5 has not gone away yet.
Yeah, just when you think Lee Scott starting to run away. No, sirree, Bob. The Childersburg Tigers pressure creates turnovers. Turnovers create points. And D-Town's first field goal comes in the fourth quarter. She steps to the line where she misses. But to give us a chance and put this back within three, and that was a big shot, but really need to find the bucket right here.
She'll get one more. No good. Fight for the basketball. Lee Scott's got it, but we steal it away. Here's Fat Winston. Her shot, no good, but she is fouled. Man, that almost went down from the baseline.
We're going to have to make one of those and ones because we're not making
it. You're going to have to make some free throws here. I know we keep beating the dead horse to death, but it's been the difference of the game. If you're wondering, 1 minute to go, down by three. Fat for two, no good.
Clank.
And I got to tell you, I'm not going to say any more about it. Lee Scott took control of this game in the fourth quarter with free throws and our turnovers. But our intensity has got us back in, and now Fat makes one of two. It's a two-point game. Here's that trap pressure again. And we steal it away again. Here's Demi Towns, and they're going to call an offensive charge. Really? Laughable. 55 seconds to go. Yvette took it. It could have went either way. It's just hard to make that call. Here's Yvette with the basketball. They're trying to break this pressure. Hands, and that's going to be a foul on Malia Keith. But to be honest with you, it's not a very bad foul right there.
No, because Herndon missed one earlier, and she's really a stronger shooter. So sometimes those stronger shooters tend to fire strong off the glass. So really, you know, you kind of go down the percentage line that they're all pretty solid, but I think they did about as good as they could.
And she hits the first to give the Lady Warriors a three-point lead. Wait a minute, I think
it rimmed out.
Yeah, they disallowed it. And they call a timeout. Let's take a quick timeout with them. Come back for the final few seconds of this game.
If you're tired of wandering around a big box store, get to Van Zandt Hardware on Highway 280 in Sylacauga. These folks know their stuff, and they know where it is. Need rafters? In stock. Looking for solid 28-foot lumber? They've got it, and it's not damaged. For over 50 years, they've been helping home builders, farmers, and everyday folks get the job done right. Van Zandt Hardware is a proud supporter of Sylacauga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Lee Scott Academy, two-point Lady Warrior lead. They've got one more free throw with 51 seconds to go. They hit it with Herndon to give them a three-point lead. We don't need a three-pointer here. Here is Fat Winston. She'll roll around. She'll find Demi Towns. Back to Fat. She'll beat her player. Baseline shot, no good, but there's going to be a foul. And Fat Winston will go to the free throw line with 38 seconds. I was so glad not to see a shoot a three. There's plenty of time left in this game.
Yeah, just get a good clean look off, and they don't do that. But Winston gets back to the line, which that's not a bad play for Lee Scott, honestly. But maybe she can put one or two in to help our cause.
She hits the first, 47-45. Two-point Lady Warrior lead. We'll get one more from the charity stripe where we have not been good. And Lee Scott wants to ice her a little bit. They'll call a timeout, and I'll take one more with them. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
At Sylacauga and Summit Pediatrics, children always come first. From birth through adolescence, their team provides compassionate, comprehensive care for families in Sylacauga, Chelsea, and Valleydale. They understand how busy life can be, which is why they work hard to make visits convenient and stress-free. Whether it's a routine checkup or a concern that needs quick attention, parents can count on experienced, caring professionals who treat every child like their own.
Call today and make Silicaga and Summit Pediatrics your child's medical home.
All right, here we go. Fat Winston with one more free throw. Childersburg down by two with 38 seconds to go in the game. She just hit one. Can't get this one to go. Rebound, fight for it. And this is going to probably be a jump ball, and it's going to be Lee Scott's possession.
But you know what? Make or miss on that. You like your press right here. You do not have to foul right away. The Lee Scott has kind of fogged passes up. You can afford, if you're Childersburg, to kind of just press a little bit and see if you can get a turnover.
They get it across half court. They get it to Yvette. Time running down now. Less than 25 seconds, and Childersburg fouls Yvette. And, you know, you got to take your poison. Yeah. She's not best player to foul, but they're going to keep the ball in her hands.
Yeah, I think that's good clock management, too. You play the defense for 5 or 6 seconds, see if you can get a steal, and then you foul whoever to, you know, maximize your time in that situation. And Yvette, unfortunately for Childersburg, hits the first.
She'll hit both of her. She'll miss that one. That one comes out. 3-point lead for the Lady Warriors. Here's Fat. Back to D. She'll get a good look at three. Off the back iron, no good. Tipped around. It'll go out of bounds off of Lee Scott. It will be Childersburg basketball with 11.7 seconds to go.
Back to what you said. You do not have to have a three. I don't mind that look because it was in rhythm.
Yeah.
But if you get a good seal down two right here, that's just as good. You can play the fouling game again.
Here's Kari. She'll go down the lane, and is fouled. With 7 seconds to go, down by three. So now you ask the question, if you hit the first, do you miss the second on purpose? Do you play the fouling game? But here's the big thing. You got to hit this first free throw.
Yeah, and you got to go up. I think you honestly missed the second. I think depending on this, you might – this one just did rim out. I mean, my goodness. I think now you almost have to miss the second one.
Yep.
The way that they have shot free throws, I think you have to intentionally miss this and go for an offensive board.
I just don't
know that you can play the fouling game right now.
Childersburg down to the final 7.8 seconds of their season. They're down by three. One more free throw for Kari Mallory. But as KJ said, you either hope for a steal, which we've gotten several of them in the second half, or you got to play the fouling game. And obviously that was a great timeout by Coach Brad Stark of Lee Scott, kind of telling his team what to do. You know they're going to keep it in the hands of Clark Yvette. I mean, she's been deadly from the free throw line. So if we have to play the fouling game, she's going to have the basketball.
Yeah, I just don't know that Coach Flanord is – going to want to give that opportunity. And the way the Tigers have got inside quickly with that speed advantage, you almost like, you know, your chances of getting an offensive rebound. And notice Keith at the back of the play. So if this misses long, you've got the long arms of Malia Keith to try to corral this.
Here's Mallory. She gets that one to go. 2-point game, and boy, it was knocked out of bounds by Fat Winston. Taysia Winston knocks it out of bounds. This is really good because we can try to deny Yvette the basketball. And they get it into her, and it's run around. Childersburg's got it. 2-point lead. What did we call a timeout? I think we did, and we've got it with 1.6 seconds to go, and Childersburg has the basketball. Yvette turned it over.
And a great heads-up play by whoever got the timeout, either Coach Flanord or one of the girls, getting that call. Not a lot of time, but you do have enough time for a good backdoor cut, maybe getting somebody to the rim, but you got to make the shot. Or you can get an open, try to get an open jumper off of a screen. 1.6, you just got to catch whatever you get and kind of fire.
Well, and you got to really, in my opinion, hit the shot here, whether it's a two or a three, because let's be honest, we're not capable of hitting two free throws. Not in a row, anyway. And we've held it right here. Don't want to miss anything. This is the last possession of the possible season for the Lady Tigers. The winner of this game will go to Alabama State University at the Acadome next Wednesday. And, of course, we'll be there if it's the Lady Tigers of Childersburg. And I'll be honest with you, KJ, I also believe that if we get this game into overtime, it's to our advantage.
Yeah, at least Scott is tired. They have not really looked to their bench much tonight. So if you're able to tie it and force that overtime, it's, you know, as you said, but you really just have to not be picky. If you get an open shot, you got to.
Oh, yeah. Well, you ain't got time. 1.8 seconds. Down by two. Here we go. Fat gets it into Kari.
Going to be Mallory.
She'll shoot it at the buzzer. No good. That would have counted. She tried it off of the backboard.
Hey, and she didn't take the three. She didn't take the tough three.
And I'm good with that.
Yeah, she drove it in and gave it her best floater in the lane. That's her game. And it just rimmed out. And it wasn't just on that. If we make our free throws and layups earlier in the game, we're not in that position.
Absolutely. We'll step aside and come back and wrap this thing up. 48-46. Lee Scott wins it over Childersburg. You're listening to it on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Worried about pests invading your home or business? Alabama Termite and Pest Control has you covered. From rodents and termites to bugs and hornets, their experts handle it all. Choose from monthly, bi-monthly, or quarterly services tailored to fit your needs. Call 256-378-6903 today or visit Alabama Termite and Pest Control in Childersburg. Proudly serving Talladega, Coosa, and Southern Shelby counties. Protect your space. Call today.
Busy day? Allen Brew Markets has you covered. Swing by for fresh coffee, a quick bite, or that afternoon pick-me-up snack. And while you're here, fuel up your car and your day. Fast, easy, convenient. Service, selection, and a smile are waiting at Allen Brew Markets. Because when it comes to keeping you going, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
Atkinson Homes isn't just selling houses. They're building homes tailored to your lifestyle. Located on Highway 280 in Childersburg, their Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier models offer smart layouts and quality finishes. Whether you need two bedrooms or four, two baths or three, they've got you covered. With flexible financing options and complete delivery and setup, owning your perfect home is within reach. Discover more at AtkinsonHomes.net. Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of Childersburg, B.B. Comer, and Fayetteville Athletics.
This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union post-game show on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
It is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union postgame show on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. Dave McCurley, KJ McCurley. Well, basketball for Childersburg High School has ended for 2026. A very tough two-point loss, 48-46, to the Lee Scott Warriors, who we had played one time, had beat them at home by 9 points. Obviously, they've gotten better. But I'll be honest with you, you're going to ride that bus home from Lee County tonight, KJ, and you're going to think, we hit our free throws, this thing ain't even close.
You're just going to feel like you left a lot on the court that could have, you know, helped you out. And you mentioned the free throws, the missed layups, just missed opportunities. But you know what? There was several times in that game where kind of looked like Childersburg was out of it, and defensive effort got us back in. Even having a chance there at the end was big with the D-Towns three. That was her first field goal. Clutch shot there to give us a chance. Good effort from the seniors. You hate for them to go out like that, but really a good season. Don't think a lot of people expected Coach Lenore to have great success this year with what he had coming back. And you know, this is a successful year for Childersburg. Obviously didn't go the way they wanted it to, but the effort was there.
Absolutely. Childersburg loses by a score of 48-46. We might have some bonus coverage in just a few moments of the Winterboro Lady Bulldogs, as they're in a huge game tonight with the Spring Garden team that has put them out of the playoffs for 3 years. We'll come back and talk about that. KJ McCurley, I appreciate him. And it's baseball and softball season and soccer season now for the Tigers of Childersburg as the Lady Tigers lose by a score of 48-46. You've been listening to it on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.